This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Red Sox have won 7 in a row and got their 9th consecutive series win. You can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We will talk about it with Craig Breslow in an hour at 9. And I know we got to get to news, but just a couple follow-up calls on Perk and the Celtics discussion that we had. This is Curtis from Wakefield. Hello, Curtis.
Hi, guys.
What's up?
Nothing much. How you guys doing?
Great.
Nice. First time caller. Just wanted to wish Courtney congratulations too.
Thank you.
On everything. Yeah. Take as many pictures and everything that you can while this still this young. I just wanted to bring up the Celtics segment you guys just had. And how you guys just keep blaming Brad Stevens. You guys bashing this guy. Never bring up the owner, Chisholm.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the same idea as John Henry, you think, right?
Wiggy always blames Brad Stevens, and I think he blames him because he is of the belief, I don't think he's mentioned this yet, but he's of the belief that the Shams report on not wanting to do the deal because of Hugo and Shireman is to be the reason there. So you don't really blame Bill Chisholm, Wiggy. That's an excellent question from that caller.
I don't blame Chisholm in the sense of like, all right, you kind of signed off on him, so maybe I give you a little bit of blame there or not forcing Brad to get you a better deal back. But I think Brad is the one that was the orchestrator of, all right, here's who we're going to trade Jalen for.
Is that because Bill Chisholm in the press conference sat there and said, hey, basically Brad had to convince me to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that worked on you.
And he said, like, hey, it's not about money for me. So
right.
And it's not the money.
That?
It's not about the money situation in the sense of the place. I believe Shams, right? Is that how you say his name?
No, you believe Bill Chisholm when he says it has nothing to do with money.
I mean, I think that there's probably still a little bit of money involved.
I just
there.
Listened to what Jalen has said since the trade. And for me, Jalen Brown feels like he was lied to during this entire thing. And that comes directly from Brad. Because for so many times, Brad Stevens, whenever he's asked about it, would always say one thing about Jalen Brown, which behind closed doors, I think was actually.
I think if we're judging honesty, I would say Brad Stevens has been far more honest than Jalen Brown over the course of their time in Boston.
And maybe so. My criticism towards Brad Stevens, and I know we've been beating this dead horse of Jalen Brown forever, is just the fact that you let him go for nothing. That's where my criticism is. And based on.
Well, Paul George would beg to differ.
Well, listen. Paul George, great podcast, funny dude, but old man PG-13 is not helping you get over that hump. So that's where my criticism comes from, and that the fact that you weren't willing to throw in two guys to get Giannis.
This is Steve from Medford. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. I full transparency, rarely agree with Curtis, but I think he's spot on with this one. I don't think it's Brad Stevens' fault. Like, Jalen Brown had to go, and I don't know what the reasoning is, but it seems like the whole league knew it, and that's why everybody was underbidding for him. Nobody was giving the Celtics what he was worth, and you know, and he had to do what he had to do. I don't think it's Stephen's fault. And since I'm being nice to Curtis today, want to go back a little bit. I called in a couple times earlier in the year, and I said that not getting Pete Alonso was terrible and that Wilson Contreras wasn't going to be Pete Alonso, and I'm eating my words now because Wilson is balling out. And
yeah,
again, Curtis was spot on with that, so I got to give him his flowers.
Thank you, Steve. You're a good man. And I was wrong in everything else, so we're tied.
All right. Breslow at 9, but right now, Courtney, and today's news.
And reporting live from the safest city in the world, the 19th homicide in the city took place yesterday morning in Dorchester.
Jeez, in the middle of broad daylight.
Correct. 10 a.m., a man was shot and killed on Blue Hill Ave, and police are still searching for the shooter. So this is another shooting where they have nobody in custody for.
Yeah.
Here's Boston Police Superintendent Paul McLaughlin on BZ.
I do not believe this was a random incident, so I don't believe there's a danger to the rest of the community in the sense that this person's running around shooting people. I think this was a situation where parties are known in one way or another, and I think that's how we're following up at this point.
Oh, that's comforting. Okay, so just... They shot each other. They know each other.
Street life, Greg.
One guy shot the other guy. They know each other. Nothing to be worried about. Okay. Right. All right.
And city leaders are now introducing a new safety measure this week because of the violence. So last night, about 75 different agencies came together for the One Downtown Task Force's public safety working session. So they're trying to clean up the streets. Mm-hmm. Here's Councillor Ed Flynn on BZ.
This is not the Wild West where you can do whatever you want. You have to have a zero tolerance policy for criminal activity. And that includes drug dealing, drug use, any type of violence, and then holding people accountable in the criminal justice system.
Yeah, that's true right there.
And maybe don't charge our law enforcement officers who are responding to these dangerous crimes to protect citizens with manslaughter or murder or whatever. Maybe that might help.
Can you give me the name of that? I love the longer the initiative title, the less likely it will be effective. That's
This is One Downtown Task Force's public safety working session. Yeah,
zero chance of working.
Yeah. It's also great. Like Back Bay, I know that Curtis, you spend a lot of time in Back Bay with James. Like I have friends that live there who have young children and say that there's needles all over the street and that there's people just using out in the open. And it's like the city's become a different animal.
That's why I think, like me personally, it's really about doing your best to try to put the best programs in place when they're really young. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't and you allow the streets to raise them, this is what happens. Like this is kids get to a fork in the road in their life. It's do I go the right way and do the things that are right that may successfully put me in a position to be upstanding, law-abiding citizen, or do I go this other way that might influence me to do street-ish? And when you do street-ish, this is what happens. People then, you know, are shooting each other because of money, drugs, girls, whatever it is. And unfortunately, sometimes innocent people get caught in the middle of that.
Greg found himself at a fork in the road. He just picked it up and used it instead.
Okay, Sean. How long have you been holding on to that one?
I just...
Well done.
All right. Speaking of cutlery, coming up during the news, we need a douche move ruling with regard to people bringing a food item to a restaurant. So that is coming up.
Yes.
But what's next?
The MBTA is apologizing for continued red line problems. So those riding the red line have been suffering delays just less than a week after the MBTA announced the successful completion of a 10-day shutdown for track repairs and signal upgrades.
Uh-huh.
Here's MBTA GM Philip Eng on CBS Boston.
I need to make sure that the workforce has the ability to continue to do the maintenance, to do the inspections, because we do not want to go back to where we were just 4 years ago.
Did he try to play with the reporter's hair during that interview or no?
Did that happen?
Yes, you were. Yeah, well, you were gone. All right. What's next?
Residents of Plum Island, which I love. Plum Island, I think, is a national treasure. They want police to increase patrols after videos made their rounds of the beach covered in trash. So we can hear from one local, Rory Nolan, who spent hours trying to clean up his beach.
If there was a way to stop such a large gathering from occurring in the first place, I think that would, you know, solve the problems of safety and destruction of the environment.
Well, I mean, it's rude to not clean up at yourself, any public space that you're using, beach, park, whatever. I don't know that we need, I mean, is it that bad that we, do you need to have the trash police out
there?
Yeah,
you do, because people have absolutely zero type of,
courtesy
for other people. Like, if you're going to go to the beach, you got to bring snacks and chips and everything, like, okay, that's cool.
But most people do that. Like, most people go down there, they bring their stuff, they bring their lunch, they bring it in a picnic basket or whatever, and then they take the stuff home.
Yeah, no, Greg.
Did you see Surfside Beach the other day on Nantucket?
Yeah, Greg.
No.
Oh, trash everywhere.
Oh, that was probably, was that after the 4th of July?
No, this was, I follow one of the Nantucket things on Instagram. It's a great follow.
The Current. Yeah, excellent follow.
And they actually followed me first.
Well, they listen to the show every day down there.
I mean,
at The Current.
They seem like they really have a bougie sense of entitlement, but they do a great job. But the Surfside post was despicable.
Yeah.
They wanted to kick the people off the island, tar and feather.
I mean, people are so junky. I mean, you guys live in the sea.
It's gross.
Southie, it's like, all right, you want to have fun at the St. Paddy's Day parade? Just throw your stuff in the trash can.
Can I tell you, Saturday mornings, James and I go to Annie's, then we go to the park at M Street. And the amount of trash, I will call it small liquor bottles, everywhere around the why do 13 and 15-year-olds go to a playground to drink? The world's your oyster.
Nowhere else to go.
There's bleachers. There's anywhere you could go.
Just throw stuff away.
Or, right, there's trash cans everywhere.
I used to, that was my summer job when I worked on the PACA for Parks and Recreation. We used to go to all the different parks throughout the city, and we'd unload all those metal trash cans and just throw your stuff in the trash. And
I totally agree with you, but I'm also watching the show on Twitch and on YouTube. Well, Twitch over there, YouTube here. That's not 3 hours worth of trash cleanup. That's 10 minutes worth of trash.
Well, that's just one part of the beach, Greg.
I mean, haven't people done? People have done that since the dawn of time. There are jackasses.
Greg, that's gross, though.
They don't bring the police in.
I think that they're right to want police presence to make people not want to leave their
trash
everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
Here's, I mean, Plum Island, people live on that beach, and that's an eyesore. That's gross.
Mm. Any beach. I don't care if it's Revere Beach.
Yeah, no, any beach.
I say we DNA the trash and punish the kids. Just like you want to DNA dog poop.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Meanwhile, you can rob Lululemon at gunpoint, and it's a $10 fine. Like, I mean, can we start to have appropriate punishment for things, please?
I mean,
around this city?
I'm all for that, too, but maybe just have a little bit sense of community and don't leave things a disaster area.
That is it. Spot on, Curtis.
All right, we are going to take a quick break, and it will be 120 seconds, and then the rest of this morning's news.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in 4 fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Will Fleming with the call on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox radio network on the Odyssey app on your radio. And that is indeed 7 in a row for this team. And for the first time since 1912, 9 consecutive series wins. They can't lose, Curtis. That was an awesome game last night, too, by the way. A lot going on during that game. We talked about it earlier, but Contreras getting the elbow, and I like the response from him. I thought he was going to lose it, and he basically was like, you all right? Which is always – that's a good response. So somebody is trying to start trouble with you, you ask them if they're all right.
Right.
And then Sonny Gray goes out and drills them. So that's what you do for your teammate.
It gave me the feels. I remember the Kevin Millar story about Pedro. When Millar got dinged by Roger Clemens, and he went and he said, "Who do you want me to hit?" And then the next inning, he hit both Jeter and Soriano back to back.
So Craig Breslow coming up at 9. We were in the middle of the news. What is next, Courtney?
And Shine, we need a douche move ruling.
And now, another episode of Douche Move.
Ha, what a douche.
We head to New Jersey for this one. A group was celebrating a birthday on Saturday at Joey Tomato's Pizza Joint.
Mm. All right.
That sounds like a good spot, yeah. Joey Tomato. Yep. Okay.
And they brought their own birthday cake for the occasion. Now, it's important to note when deciding if this is a douche move or not, the group says that they called to ask permission to bring the cake beforehand. They spent around $250 on 4 large pizzas and drinks.
Wait, hold on. How much?
$250.
Wow.
On 4 large pizzas?
And drinks.
Jeez. Oh, that's a lot.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
Might have had a lot of beverages, Greg.
Yeah, maybe it was the alcohol. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Joey Tomatoes.
So they then ask for a knife to cut the cake that they brought.
Right? All right.
The owner comes out, Doreen.
Uh-oh.
And she's pissed.
Okay. Mother's name. Go ahead.
If you're watching on YouTube or Twitch, you can see this play out. Now, the audio's hard to hear, so she's basically saying, can I just walk into your house and do whatever I want? This is inappropriate.
What?
You owe us an apology. We don't owe you anything. Have a good day.
She wouldn't give him the knife.
Nope. And she wanted them to leave.
That's a douche move.
Did they ask for permission?
The group said they called and asked.
I don't understand. What's the issue?
I don't think they called and asked.
They didn't buy the dessert.
Pizza joint. Do they have cake?
Correct.
Yeah. They might not have cake, but they didn't buy the dessert there, and Doreen is pissed about that.
But they spent how much money?
$250.
They didn't call and ask, though.
I think they did, and maybe Doreen just wasn't the one who answered the call. To me,
she's the owner.
Okay.
So don't you think if one of the employees answered, they would say, hey, Doreen, these people want to know if they can bring a cake in for their birthday.
But
and Doreen would say,
who's harmed by this?
No one. But restaurants get upset if you bring your own dessert without asking.
A restaurant, yes. If you went to the Cheesecake Factory and brought a cake, this is a pizza place.
If you brought your own cheesecake to the Cheesecake Factory, that means you're not a fan of their cheesecake.
Right. I understand it completely.
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
Pizza Mia in Stoneham or Sal's in the North End, is that it? You can't just walk in there, sit down, order pizzas, and then at the end of it go, oh, by the way, we're pulling out a birthday cake.
Well, they're saying that they asked. They are also...
Do you believe that, though?
Yes, I do.
What's the downside of that? You spend $250 and then I have to borrow a knife. Who loses?
No one. It's a douche move on Doreen's part,
in my opinion.
There are restaurants that you could bring your own bottle of wine and pay an uncorking fee. It's the same thing. If you want to say that you need a fee for it, for the knife, I mean, that's kind of lame, but do that. Don't freak out.
We have a knife fee here at Joey Tomatoes.
Yeah.
And you got to see this on Twitch. It's not like there's 100 4-year-olds. There's like 6 people.
She was having a bad day, clearly.
So I can just bring a bottle of liquor into my next restaurant?
Some restaurants?
You always go far away from the actual story.
If I went to Papa Gino's with 10 people, and we ordered $200 worth of pizza, and I said, can I borrow a knife? They would say, fine.
No. You cannot bring, whether it's Papa Gino's, any other, I don't care if it's Domino's, you can't go in there, sit down, order a bunch of food, and then pull out a cake at the end, a birthday cake that you bought at Star Market.
I have no issue with it.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's a douche move.
There's a restaurant, I won't mention the place, 978 Texter says there's a restaurant in the Back Bay that charges $60 as a fee to cut your cake to bring your own cake.
Right. My guess is that's a sit-down dinner dining establishment that has desserts.
Right.
Joey Tomatoes has pizza. And it's not like they got a slice of pizza and then overtook it.
What happened to the customer's always right, Curtis?
True.
I mean,
I love Wiggy, and he gives a perspective that I don't have, and he's the most important guy on this radio station. But I don't understand the angle here.
Because it's simple. It's an establishment, a pizza. You call and you say, if I was going to do that and say, all right, we're going to have my kid's birthday party at your store.
My son-in-law will be paying, just so you know.
Yeah, my son-in-law will be paying.
I'm calling with my son-in-law's credit card.
We're going to get like 4 pizzas. Is it okay if we bring a cake in from outside so we can cut the cake and do everything? And if the owner says, well, nope, we don't allow that, then we look for something else. Or if they say, yeah, it's cool, then it's cool. But you just can't randomly bring in stuff.
That's a big part of the story, is that they did call ahead of time.
But I don't believe that.
Okay.
Because if they did, the owner wouldn't
be pissed.
So
you think they're a bunch of liars?
I think they are. I think they just showed up to the store, ordered a bunch of pizza, enjoy the pizza there, and then at the end decided to break out a birthday cake and do it on their own. That's a douche move.
I'm guessing they probably, no offense to Joey Tomatoes, it looks like a fine like pizza place, but they probably thought there would not be an issue if they didn't call, right, which is what you're alleging.
Right.
They probably thought, what's the big deal? They don't have birthday cake. We want to celebrate a birthday at your restaurant and spend $250.
But Wiggy, assume that this what they said is true, and they did call, and the lady still flipped out.
Then I think that would be wrong. Yeah,
okay.
But I don't believe they called, right, because if they would have, then I don't think there's an issue. We're not even talking about the story.
Okay, we are going to take a quick break. We will get to the rest of the news with Courtney next. Well, lively debate ongoing on bringing a birthday cake to a restaurant, Curtis. Are you checking the reviews at Joey's Red Tomato or whatever the place is called, New Jersey?
Joey Tomatoes, one star after one star. Oh, my God. It's don't go here. Don't take your kids here on their birthday unless you want to get lectured by the owner.
Doreen regrets her outburst, let me tell you.
You think she does?
Yes.
I don't think Doreen cares.
No, she don't.
She doesn't care.
Yeah, she definitely does.
Jennifer Matherly, one star. Not what I would call kid friendly.
Wiggy, how did you describe bringing a cake to a restaurant?
Listen, I love ghetto-ish, but that's a ghetto move.
Oh, what? It's a ghetto move to bring a birthday cake
to a place that you ain't like, oh, we having a birthday here and we telling everybody. We just last minute, we pulling it out and going, all right.
Even if they don't serve cake?
No, I don't care.
I don't even think they serve you at your seat. Joey Tomatoes, I believe you order at like a desk and they call a number and you go pick it up.
Like, that would be like for, because you don't really understand it. That would be like.
How do I not understand
that
it?
That would be like me.
You're not ghetto.
No, that'd be like me going to Wahlburgers, getting a bunch of burgers, having drinks and everything. And then at the end of it going, oh, by the way, pull out the cake so we can blow out the candles for our kid. That's a
literally
ghetto move.
No issue.
But that's who does that impact?
Mrs. Wahlburger would probably happily oblige.
No.
She'd help sing.
That's a ghetto move. Stop it.
Wahlburger.
You know what you do?
Well, isn't Mrs. Wahlburger like the main gal behind it?
Wahlburg.
Yes. I'm talking about.
Sorry.
Wait.
Sorry.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Are you talking about their mother?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I think that was the restaurant in Hingham or something.
This is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Yeah, at the risk of disgusting Wiggy, I have done this successfully and unsuccessfully multiple times over the years.
Yeah.
And when the restaurants don't want to do it, they just cite health code concerns.
Yeah.
And then you say, okay, I won't bring a cake then. But
yeah.
My guess is Doreen was just having a bad day.
Yeah.
And sounds like nobody wants to ask Doreen if it's okay.
No, I don't think so. Well, it won't happen again at a restaurant, and neither will a lot of people dining there, I am guessing. So, all right, what else is left when it comes to today's news?
Let's head to Florida.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of.
Come to Miami.
Florida.
Florida.
Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
51-year-old Michael Joseph Simpson has been arrested on a felony attempted murder charge after authorities say he shut off a diver's air supply system while he was in the water searching for lobsters. So he did this because he thought that the victim was parked in his lobster area. He parked his boat, anchored his boat in the lobster area that Simpson said is his domain.
Okay, I can understand the dispute, but then you don't shut the man's air off while he's under the water.
No, you do not.
I mean, that's an extreme reaction.
Correct.
Okay.
So he like jumped in the water at one point and was so irate and then said, I'm going to turn this air supply off. He did it. Yeah. Then the captain of the other boat got really upset. Simpson took off, but I will say, to his credit, he turned himself in to authorities.
Okay,
but yeah, he's being held on on $10,000 bond.
So. I mean, people are very protective once they find a really good fishing spot, a place where the fish are biting, or what, or the, in this case, the lobsters are biting. But I don't believe that you should shut anybody's air supply off. Air supply rejoin chime? No, please don't. Do you know any? Are you familiar with Air Supply?
Yes, there's one song that I'm familiar with. The name is escaping me, but if I heard it, I would know exactly.
I'm All Out of Love.
Yeah, that's it.
And I'm so lost without you.
Yeah.
Great. Can I ask you a question?
You should have worked the lyric of that into the vows.
Oh, you're great point. That's such a miss by me.
Can I ask you a question about Air Supply?
Yes.
Why did they? Wasn't it originally Jefferson's?
No.
No, that's
you're thinking of Jefferson, no S. This is so typical you. Jefferson Airplane.
And they changed this Jefferson Starship.
And they changed the Starship.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so it's always been Air Supply?
Yes, Air Supply has always been Air Supply. Okay. Jefferson Airplane was the original band, and then they switched to, I think they went just Starship.
Was it Jefferson's Airplane to Jefferson's Starship, then just Starship?
Starship, when they had the massive worldwide hit, We Built This City.
Banger.
Sure. We Built This City on rock and roll.
Oh, I know that one.
Yes, you know that one.
Yep.
Yeah, ooh, redrawn with that?
Okay.
No.
Ah, no. Come on.
You could maybe, Jefferson Airplane had a couple hits. White Rabbit is the one that probably everybody... You know, one pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small.
And if you want a young audience, I don't think this is it.
We built the city is just way.
Yeah, well,
like one pill makes the rabbit bigger. What?
We have the young audience.
Yeah, I'm
18
saying,
to 34, number one. Boom.
I know We Built This City, but that one I wasn't familiar with.
We Built This City.
Some people think the Wahlburgers built this city.
Yes. No, it's the Wahlburgers' mother.
Also, just factually, just to be clear, sadly, Mrs. Wahlburg has passed away.
Yes. I did just learn that. I'm very sorry. Yeah. Mrs. Wahlburger would probably happily oblige.
Is it Alma Nove named after the mom?
And that's the one in, I want to say Hingham or Situate?
Yeah, it's the shipyard.
Yeah, it's in the shipyard in Hingham. Excellent restaurant.
Superb.
Okay, what else, Courtney?
We have a controversy at an Ohio State Fair. So they have a poster contest every year. The winner walks away with $1,000 in prize money.
Really?
Yes.
So you do the poster, design it for the fair, and they use it the next year?
Correct.
Or so. Okay.
Well, the winner of this year's Ohio State Fair poster contest used AI.
Oh. Got him.
And they let them win the thing when when artists are drawing it on their own?
So we can hear from fairgoers and artists that are outraged by this.
It's cool, but I would just much rather see somebody else's drawing that might not be actually perfect.
I think it undermines the work that goes into making art, to judge it in that way and reward it as talent or skill, I think is a disservice to the hard work that everyone else is putting in.
Mm. Yeah, this isn't right.
Nah.
Okay. Thank you. So you agree. Shime and Wiggy would say no problem.
No,
it's an art contest.
Who
it's
cares
different.
About what?
This is different. This is an art contest.
Yeah. So like we're actually going to pay.
This person is not an artist. Yeah. ChatGPT is an artist.
Okay.
That's
so different. what you're acknowledging is that human beings should not rely on robots to do everything for them.
Me and Wiggy have made it very clear, Greg, and I don't think you understand. We have said that robots can't do everything.
Right.
And we specifically have said that they're never going to overtake us because they can't do everything. And this is a reason why we shouldn't allow them to do this stuff, because it's like you're taking away the artistic integrity.
They should be allowed to do this stuff, but you can't win a contest for it.
You can do whatever you want on the internet.
Let's call a spade. That's a sick poster.
Yeah, cool. It is. But you got to draw
it on Twitter.
It's a good poster.
Yeah, but you got to draw it, though.
If I'm running the Ohio State Fair, I'm saying next year, that's going to be it. That's a good poster. They need to put it in the rules that you can't use AI or ChatGPT to make said poster.
Well, yeah, because now every poster submission next year is just going to be AI submitted.
Right. It ruins the whole entire thing. It's the downfall of society as we know it.
I don't know. After Brooks' last weigh-in when he was a big boy, I made him into a guy signing on National Signing Day for BC, and it's my favorite photo I've ever made, and that was all ChatGPT.
Right.
So, Like,
what good is that?
Because it makes me laugh, makes me smile. Well, like, it brings joy into my life. So, like, you know, it does things that...
No, it helps you. Listen, I can't draw a lick. I could barely draw a stick figure. But you know what I do for my thumbnails for my YouTube channel? I use ChatGPT.
Smart guy.
Like and subscribe.
I do.
Jermaine Wiggins, 85. And the ChatGPT imaging is amazing. Now, if you have this state fair, you have to have stipulations. Right. Like, you have to draw your pictures. And I don't, you know, obviously you have to be able to prove that in some way.
Right.
I don't think
so. You basically want every artist who's already struggling to be put out of work.
No,
I'm not saying that.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm
literally, that's not what we're saying at all.
You're really saying you can't stand Sensei.
No,
is what you're saying.
We've actually said the complete opposite.
No, what you're saying is that the ChatGPT.
You're putting words in our mouth.
ChatGPT could do as good of a roadshow depiction as Sensei.
No.
Nope, because you want to know what ChatGPT can't do? Do it live right there during the show.
But we could. Why would we bother dealing with Sensei if we could just go to ChatGPT and go, hey, we need some new artwork for the roadshow season. Right. Please come up with it.
Because we need a printer. We'd have to get a printer.
No, I wouldn't. I love that.
No, it would be so generic. The best part about Sensei is
generic.
That is generic.
Well, what are you talking about? There's nothing about Ohio in there.
It's just kind of electric.
It's generic.
For Sensei always adds things into his drawings that you kind of forget you've talked about. Like, that's the best part about Sensei is he's so detail-oriented. And but it makes it more personal. This isn't personal, but it's a good poster.
I think everybody's making good points. Couldn't you say that, like, when you're in the second grade, you need to learn addition, subtraction, multiplication, all that, right? Mm-hmm. Even though there is a calculator waiting for you, it is important to learn these skills so that you have them, even though there is a way around it as you age. Like, so there.
But not everybody can learn a draw, though. That's the thing. That's like a gift.
Of course, I can't draw worth a lick. But I'm saying that when you're in elementary school or when you're competing in these things, it should all just be on your own. And then knowing that later on, if you want to get into this world, then you can use AI as a way to support the skill.
Yeah. During the break, can you ask ChatGPT to draw a new poster for Joey Tomatoes and see what they come up with based on? It'd probably be like a lady, like, what's her name?
Doreen
standing there with a knife and blood on it will be the new poster for Joey Tomatoes. All right. Well, is that it on the news, Courtney?
There's just one quick thing.
Yeah.
37-year-old Stephanie DeLuke was taking in a Yankees game from her fourth row seats behind home plate when she was hit in the head by a bat that launched and was not protected by the protective netting that's supposed to protect.
How did it get over the net?
It went through the net.
It went through it?
Yeah. And she's suing the Yankees for $10 million.
Huh. I mean,
She says she suffered severe injuries and she cannot work anymore.
Well, I mean, you do sign the thing on the back of it. You're supposed to accept it. When you accept the ticket, you accept risk of injury.
Really?
Yeah. But
all a bunch of fine print on the back.
Yeah.
Mm. But I mean, if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, you can see the moment it happened and that's tough. Yeah,
get you that money. Ain't gonna get 10 million, but they give you a little something.
How did the bat get through the net?
Yeah.
I don't know, but there's a twist to this story, which I find fascinating. So she claims that she suffered traumatic brain injury as a result, concussion. She has light sensitivity and permanent damage to her neck and hands, unable to return to her normal work duties. However, she appeared on PIX 11's Monica Makes It Happen in late July, less than 2 weeks before the lawsuit was filed. Mm-hmm. And there's a televised segment where she appears normal and cognitively aware.
Huh.
So
but that's a short segment. Like, I come and sit down here, but, like, my bum, I have to go soak after.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, you can still do things that...
too much information. All right. That's the news. We'll be right back.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, the man of the hour, the man of the moment, will join us in about 10 minutes at 9 with the Red Sox front office report. Could we open the window world of Boston weather window for Curtis? Because there is a heat advisory in effect for the next couple of days. Curtis, warm out there.
80 degrees right now. We have a heat advisory in effect the next 3 days. It's going to be 89, 92, 90. And then Sunday still could be in the low to mid 90s. So I would say two things, hydrate and air conditioning. Those would be your saviors today.
Okay. Window World of Boston is a one-stop shop for everything that you need exterior for your home. There are four local showrooms that you can visit. Go to windowworldofboston.com. This is Steve from Fall River. Hello, Steve.
Hello, how are you guys?
What's up?
Former governor of New Jersey and 2016 presidential candidate Chris Christie once said, "I'm the healthiest fat guy you know." Well, let me tell you about a player on your Red Sox team. Jarren Duran is the most productive 195 hitter you'll ever see, and now he's not hitting over. Now he's hitting over 200. He is the key to this playoff run. He has to ascend back to leadoff. Anthony Siegler, Sogard, Massa, these guys cannot lead off in a playoff series. I'm going to tell you right now, because I've been talking about it all over the place. Right now, Duran will be the leadoff hitter by August 15th, and if that does occur, and he does play like he played in May, not 2 years ago, he was the best hitter on planet Earth in the month of May, and it looks like he's already ready to do that. By the way, he's hitting over 400 in August. I get it's just five games, but as in the last 11 games, he's hitting 333. Yep. And not only does he have RBIs, he's second on the team in RBIs, he scores runs. Look at the little bleeder he got last night. He turned it into a run because he had the catcher overthrow, and then he gets to third base, and with brass, you know what,
yeah,
goes home, and it had to be a perfect throw. He changed the whole inning.
No, it was the tag up on the sack. They've been working on that. They can't tell anybody about it, but they've been working on that for months. And he finally executed it last night. So, I heard him with Will Fleming Tuesday night say that the fact that he wasn't traded has helped him at the plate confidence-wise.
Okay.
So, you know more about that than I do when it comes to confidence and a team supporting you, and as opposed to everybody talking about how they ought to trade you. So I would love absolute turnaround from Jarren Duran.
And baseball's the one sport where you could say, like, it's like every sport, you have to be mentally tough. There's a lot of mental stuff that goes on. But I feel like baseball players, it's even at another level. Because it's you by yourself at the plate, or it's you on the mound by yourself in that moment. And you're trying to deal with all these mental things. And if you do hit a slump, how do you get out of that? So I think that, maybe that is something, like you said, him knowing, like, all right, I'm not getting traded, now I can breathe a little bit, and I can just relax up there and not have to think about the 100 other things that are going on. And so, I remember it was Bill Parcells said this to me. He was like, control the things that you can control. And it's so difficult for athletes to do that because they start to think about other things that are out of their control.
And you've said that many times. He gave you two pieces of advice. Mm-hmm. One, control the things you can control.
Yep.
And keep your wife away from Mike Lombardi.
Yeah,
that's the other thing that I think.
Yeah, I don't think Mike. I'm not worried. My wife could be around Mike Lombardi all day long.
Hold on. I can't believe I haven't brought this up yet. Is Talina doing a cooking show?
She did like somebody asked her to go on a cooking show, and she did it. So
okay, I thought she was hosting it because she was saying like next chapter, and like, does she want to do a cooking program?
Well, she cooks very well, and she cooks a lot of stuff. And somebody asked her to come on. I mean, she
can't cook like Breslow has been cooking.
Nobody can cook that. Like Breslow. But if she wants to do a cooking show, she'd be great at. Because you know where I tell her she'd be great?
Wahlburgers.
No, that's Mrs. Wahlburger. Is there's this guy we watch with a bandana, and he goes all over the world and eats at like these weird places. And she'll always try any type of food. And I'm always like, you'd be good at doing stuff like that because you'll eat all types of food.
Where can we watch the cooking show?
I think you can go to like her social media, Miss Wiggs.
It's live at Joey Tomatoes. Mitch has a ChatGPT submission on the new Joey Tomatoes poster, which he can share for you on Twitch or on YouTube. Courtney and Wiggy were working on them also.
Yeah, but, love ChatGPT.
And a texter wisely brought up that they don't care how good ChatGPT is. It could never create the fantastic ass that Sensei put on Chris Curtis at one point during one of
those. Oh, that is right. I mean, yeah. That was a dump truck.
Wow.
So there you go.
Yeah.
That features Dolores.
Doreen.
Doreen.
We are cooking.
Same thing. Sauce is her game.
Yeah. No all birthday right. cakes here for you. Come back one year.
Yeah. All right. Craig Breslow and the Red Sox front office report next in 2 minutes.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.